I love the first reading from the book of wisdom. Wisdom now, according to the wisdom tradition written in Greek, is begin to portray as a person instead of just a quality of God. And then later theology is going to be developed into the Logos, or the Word of God, the second person of the Trinity, Jesus himself. And Jesus himself is that ultimate wisdom that we supposed to yearn for and desire and love. But the beautiful thing about the first reading today that I like to highlight is that it said that wisdom produces friends of God and prophets. How wonderful it is that if we possess wisdom, desire wisdom, we become friends of God. And we become his prophets. For we no longer speak for ourselves, or we no longer preach ourselves, but we speak on behalf of him and preach him. And so it's important for us to remember this, my brothers and sisters, that we have this wonderful gift to be friends of God. And how wonderful it is for us to continue to deepen that reality, that invitation, and that love, which lead me toward the gospel reading today. Unfortunately, I guess humanity were too stupid or ignorant or stubborn to not wanting to come to terms that we don't know when the end of the world gonna come. We failed miserably many, many times. The year 1000, and then even in our lifetime, the year 1984, the year Y2K 2000, and then the year 2002, then the year 2020. We keep failing and failing. We think that we know when the world is gonna come, and we have these prophets of doom and gloom that use them. These mystical or revelation, quote unquote, per se, to make money off of it. They make millions of dollars writing these books about them. But at the end of the day, they don't want to recognize, or we don't want to recognize, that we don't have the answer. We don't know when. As a matter of fact, for each and every one of us sitting here, it could happen now. I mean, if we wait for this day, but we're not prepared for the now, then what's the point? That's why Jesus said, "Behold, the kingdom of God is among you." We must prepare, not for some particular day where we can control or make money off or like somehow speak about, but we must be prepared each and every day. What if today is our last day? What if today is what God wills? It's what God wills, and not what we wills or what we want. So then we need to adhere to his wisdom, his providence, his understanding, his love for us instead of our own plan.